Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from open country with me, Tom. Today, we're doing another, hopefully, impressive walk through the Nidderdale National Landscape. This area of Yorkshire is absolutely spectacular, and like a lot of Yorkshire, it's very diverse as well. From the rolling hills capped with bleak moorland to the iconic tourist destinations, the likes of Fountains Abbey and Brimham Rocks, to the quaint towns and villages that dot the valley's bottom, such as Pateley Bridge. It really does offer something for everybody. But the walk that we're doing today, I think, champions a hidden side to the national landscape. The bits in between that people maybe drive through to get from one place to another. But I think, personally, that they're equally as impressive, if not even more so in certain circumstances. So today we'll be walking across fields, through woodlands, along becks, and even alongside the mighty River Nid itself, as we explore a route between a tiny little hamlet known as Thornthwaite and the little village of Darley. So let's put our best foot forward and see what the hidden side of the Nidderdale National Landscape can offer us. Our walk begins from the tiny little hamlet of Thornthwaite and St Saviour's Church, which is pretty much in the middle of nowhere. It's on the side of a single track road with grass growing down the middle of it. And apart from a few little houses and farm buildings around, there isn't really much else here. I'm currently standing in the churchyard in between two huge rhododendron trees, both of which are in full bloom with beautiful pinkish purple flowers that smell, oh, absolutely divine. They're also humming with bumblebees. Rhododendron trees have these bunches of flowers which burst forth from these very dark green leaved branches. And every single bunch that I can see has at least one bumblebee feasting on the nectar that it's providing. If creatures that buzz aren't your thing, then you probably wouldn't be standing where I am now, because it is a cacophony of sound. I think I'm going to leave these bumblebees to get on with what they do best, and we'll head on down the hill towards some woods, and then we'll cross the fields as we head towards the village of Darley on the banks of the River Nid. As we've reached the bottom of the hill, we've made it to Thornthwaite Beck and this lovely little pack horse bridge. It's a perfectly formed stone bridge. It's very narrow. It can just about fit me across it, and I'm not the largest of units. It's bolted together with these large iron bars and bolts. It's obviously been here for some time, but it provides a neat little way of getting over the beck rather than getting wet feet, which I'm rather pleased about. think it's going to be a walk for smells today. We've walked up the other side of the valley from the Beck. We're now walking down this long straight track, which is flanked at either side with cow parsley and nettles, and also the odd elderflower tree. The flowers on these, which, like the rhododendrons at the start of the walk, are in full bloom. And they give off this really pleasant, sweet aroma that when the sun shines on them, it exacerbates the smell and makes it fill the air around. It really is quite intoxicating. Although the sun does keep popping out from behind the clouds, it is forecast to rain later, and the darker clouds are starting to amass. I do have my waterproofs on, but let's see if we can carry on and get cracking with a bit more of this walk and see if we can stay dry for the rest of the day. Easier said than done in these parts, but we'll give it a good go. We've just walked down through a scout camp, and we're now well and truly in the heart of a woodland. The trees are towering up above me, with the green canopy shrouding my view of the sky. In the background, you can also make out the rush of water as it heads down the valley towards the River Nid, which is also our destination today. So all we have to do if we get lost, which hopefully we won't do, is just follow the flow of the water. There's a really tall silver birch tree just in front of me, and perched right at the top of it is a nest. I'm not quite sure what is nesting in there, or has been nesting in there, but it's just a black blob silhouetted against the sky above. But whatever it is, I'm sure it's got a good view of me looking down onto this woodland path through a sea of beech and holly leaves that are surrounding me. I do love the atmosphere of a woodland. Just very peaceful and calming. And the air just feels a lot fresher somehow. Anyway, we'll carry on down towards this beck and follow it towards the River Nid. We're continuing to make our way down through the woods, and we've reached the beck again now. And across the beck is this little suspension bridge. It's made of metal twined cables, and if I move about, the bridge also bounces. It's quite disconcerting actually, as I see the water disappearing at quite a rapid pace underneath me. To the left hand side of the bridge there's a weir which is carrying the water a bit further down the valley, and to the right the water is extremely calm indeed before it rushes over the apex of the weir. But on the right, it's beautifully reflecting the woodland canopy above. Although the water is a muddy brown colour, the splashes of green of the reflections really lift it. It's like looking into a mirror. You know, I'm really glad that I wore my sturdy waterproof walking boots and long trousers today. Which wasn't just because there's a slight chill in the air, it's also for terrain exactly like what we're walking through now. As we continue to follow the beck down the valley, the woodland is starting to thin out. And at either side, we've got these fields which are thick with grass. And the path that we're walking down at the moment is awash with this wet grass and nettles and rather boggy mud underfoot as well. Although it's absolutely beautiful to walk through, if you are planning to walk some of these paths, then I do recommend coming prepared with the right clothing and the right footwear, which thankfully, which doesn't often happen, I've managed to do myself today. We've just left the Beck for a short period of time and wandered up through some fields to meet the main road linking the A59 Harrogate to Skipton Road and the main road through Nidderdale. As you can hear in the background, it's very well used. We could have turned right and headed up the hill towards the Wellington pub. As much as I'm always tempted to break these walks up with a pint, I have resisted, as we're now heading down the road a bit to rejoin the Beck as we head down towards the River Nid. But on our left as we walk down is the Darley Mill Centre, which is an old mill building that's built on the side of the Beck. And it was once a labyrinth of shops and crafty style outlets. I remember coming as a child and being amazed and getting lost in between all of these interlocking rooms which seemed to go on forever. Unfortunately, today it sits empty. It really is an impressive building. It'd be sad to see it go to rack and ruin, so hopefully one of these days somebody will come along and bring it back to its former glory. Well, the Beck that we've been following pretty much all the way from Thornthwaite has done its job. It's led us to the mighty River Nid. We've just crossed under a stone archway which would have once supported a railway line that ran all the way up Nidderdale. Of course, after the famous railway cuts in the 1960s, the line was closed, and today it's just a grassy banking with the odd stone archway propping it up. In front of us are a series of what look very treacherous stepping stones across the river. Thankfully, we're not going to go across those, we're going to follow the riverbank along. I'm really glad actually that we're not going over there, because some of the gaps between them look even too wide for my long stride. I always think there's something really quite therapeutic about walking next to a river. You get that lovely rushing, babbling sound of the water, the sound of the birds tweeting in the trees, and the odd bleat of a sheep or lamb in the background, reminding you that they're there, not wanting to be outdone by the other sights, sounds and smells that surround this riverside landscape. The source of the River Nid is way up in the hills above us, not too far from Great Wernside, the summit of which is actually the borderline between the Yorkshire Dales National Park on one side and the Nidderdale National Landscape where we are on the other. It then twists and winds its way down via the vast reservoirs of Angrim, Scarhouse and Gowthwaite, through the picturesque villages of Pateley Bridge and Dacre Banks, out via Darley, where we're currently walking by now, and down further along the valley towards Harrogate, Knaresborough, and then out into the Vale of York, where it eventually confluences, a lovely word, with the River Ouse not too far from the little village of Nonmonkton. They're featuring every drop of water in this flowing, meandering course of water was sentient. I'm sure it would tell brilliant stories of the landscapes that it passes through on its way towards the North Sea. I'm tempted to take a layer off. The sun has come back out and it's bathing this beautiful scene in front of us. The light itself is shimmering on the licks of water as it dances over the rocks. And every so often, you see the little flutter of a butterfly as it makes its way through the nettles. We're going to have to leave the riverside in a moment, which is going to be a shame because I really do admire walking along bodies of water like this. The landscape is so diverse. You can come to all of the tourist hotspots in Nidderdale, but you'll go a long way to find somewhere just as beautiful as the simplicity of the riverside itself. And the beauty of it is, you've got the whole length of the valley to enjoy it. Just around this next bend in the river, we're going to take a right and head up towards the village of Darley itself, and then make our way back towards Thornthwaite along Nidderdale's famous leafy lanes. If there's one thing about walking to a river and back, that the way there is majoritively downhill. As I'm finding out, the way back is most definitely uphill. We've just walked through the village of Darley, which is a series of older cottages and newer build dwellings stretching along the axis of a linear road. And as I say, we're now making our way back uphill through a series of twisting country lanes edged with cow parsley, buttercups, nettles, and the odd tree framing the view beyond. And talking about views, if there was anywhere more suited to catching your breath after walking up a hill like what we're walking up, it is definitely where we're standing now. Darley is now tucked in the valley below, which is heading off up towards the moor-topped hills on the horizon, which is being caressed by the sunlight, which is still trying to make its way out of the ever more brooding clouds. Along with the patchwork of fields, you get this lovely glow of a darker green of woodland dotting the hills as far as the eye can see. And right on the crest of the hill at the other side of the valley, I can make out the weird outcrops of Brimham Rocks. It really is a spectacular place to revel in your surroundings. And of course, get your breath back for the rest of the climb back up towards the village of Thornthwaite and our destination of the church from where we started this walk, which I'm sure after this hill will seem like a long time ago. Ah, what a lovely bench. It'd be a shame not to sit on it and admire the view one more time. It's framed by two older trees. Ah, that's beautiful. One of the other things that has struck me walking along these leafy lanes is the amount of footpaths that crisscross this area. As we've been walking up from Darley, I've seen four or five finger posts at either side of the road directing you off on another route. it's definitely tempting me to come back and walk absolutely every single one of them. So if this walk that we've done today is anything to go by, then I'm sure that there's so much more to see and experience. Oh dear, do I really have to leave this bench? It is rather comfortable. I suppose we ought to crack on. After walking through the winding lanes up from the River Nid, with the spectacular views over the valley below, we now find ourselves in another pocket of woodland. The woodland carpet is awash with the green of ferns sprouting from the root bases of the trees, which are mainly a combination of ash and silver birch, which is providing this light green canopy. I think this wood is a lot younger than the one that we started off walking through, as the circumference of the trees is a lot smaller and they are shorter as well. It adds this light and airy feeling to the surroundings. It just goes to show that even within this small area, the amount of diversity of not only landscape but woodland landscape is absolutely astonishing. Anyway, we're nearly back at our destination of Thornthwaite from where we started this audio walk. And I believe if we carry on up this woodland track, it will lead us back to the church and our destination. It seems like we're being led back to Thornthwaite by a friendly squirrel, which is hopping along the dry stone wall in front of us, as if to say, "Follow me." This last little stretch of the walk is taking us through a series of farm fields which are inhabited by chickens, ducks, pigs, sheep and their lambs, and horses. In fact, there's a lamb skipping towards us as we speak. Looks very cute in amongst all the buttercups. But just like when we started the walk, the air is being filled with distinctive aromas. Although this time it's not the sweet smell of rhododendron, it's the, let's say, acquired smell of the farmyard. As the lamb skips back to its mum, say, "What's that weird chap doing talking to himself the other side of that wall?" I hope you've enjoyed joining me on this audio walk today as much as I've enjoyed walking and recording it. If you have, then please check out more of our audio walks at opencountry.org.uk, where you can also find out about the charity and how we help people with disabilities to access and enjoy the countryside. We're also now sharing our audio walks on YouTube as podcasts, so if you head over there, it's Open Country Yorkshire, and you'll be able to listen to a back catalogue of some of our highlights that we've recorded over the last few years. I'm going to leave these frisky little lambs and the squirrel, which is saying, "Why are you lingering? Keep following me, I know where I'm going." I'm going to head back to Thornthwaite and back to the start of our walk. Thank you ever so much for listening. I look forward to speaking to you again on another audio walk in the not too distant future.